post-war California, and a pioneer of collage. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Even the Beatles recognized the talent of California artist Wallace Berman. After all, his likeness appears on this album cover. It was 20 years ago today. Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play. And of course, the Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles. Ever since Berman's untimely death about 40 years ago, there hasn't been a proper retrospective of his work until now. And KCRW's art critic, Hunter Drohojoska-Philp, went to check it out at the Cone Gallery in Hollywood. She's here to talk about it on this week's Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
First, tell us a little bit about Wallace Berman and how he got on the album cover in the first place.
Well, by all accounts, he was this incredibly charismatic person, long-haired, bearded, really a beat at the time of the 50s. You know, definitely not fitting in. Also sort of a self-taught artist. He was actually a Fairfax High dropout and got a little bit in trouble with the law and wound up going into the Navy and becoming a sonar technician. And I think that maybe that's where he became so attuned to sound, because sound and radio and music are a big part of his visual art. He winds up having his first show at the Ferris Gallery, and it gets shut down for obscenity. Not actually his art that gets it shut down, but nonetheless, it puts Ferris Gallery on the map as a notorious place. But it freaks Berman out, and he goes to Northern California for 4 years. And while he's up there, he starts his own little gallery of one-day exhibitions in a shack, a roofless shack called Semina. And all of this gathered a lot of really important and influential poets, musicians, and artists to his side. He had a great sort of legendary persona. And in fact, when he showed in London, he was even put on the cover of Sgt. Pepper's, along with another L.A. artist, Larry Bell.
Well, you mentioned, Hunter, Berman's most recognizable composition includes this a hand holding a transistor radio. You said he was so attuned, as it were, to sound.
Yes, well, he even did like record album covers for jazz artists and so forth. But really, the transistor radio, he thought of it as sort of producing a kind of generic random poetry. He was fascinated by the mixes of sounds that came out and even did a film about this. But really, his most recognizable image is a hand holding a transistor, but where the speaker is, he's whited it out and he puts in a variety of different images in there, almost as though you're looking at a visual representation of the radio. It'll be a rabbit's foot or a Hebrew letter or an erotic image or a shooting star. And many of them have the faces of rock stars from the time, like Janis Joplin, Yoko Ono, Brian Jones. He was very good friends with Dennis Hopper. He was really part of the scene. We have to remember that the transistor radio was like the iPhone of its time. It was such a radical idea that you could take your radio with you wherever you went to listen to ball games or music.
The portable radio. We love it. We still love it even in 2016. Some consider Hunter Berman the pioneer of assemblage art, collage art as well. And the main tool that he used was something called the Verifax machine. How did he do that?
You know, a Verifax was an earlier form of a copier, a Xerox machine. But even when he was using it, it was already an outdated kind of mechanism. And he would make these images in multiples. So you'd have the same image, but slightly altered in each case in both positive and negative form. And he would line them up in series or in grids. And in that way, they were kind of in keeping with what Andy Warhol was doing at the same time, with silk screening similar images over and over again, altering them slightly and presenting them in grids. So he was very much of the moment, although his interest in pop culture was very different from that of Warhol. I mean, he was interested in a much more mystical way in which art could operate in the world. In fact, his famous quote, which is often used, is that art is love is God.
Well, Berman's mini survey, it's called American Aleph, is on display at the Cone Gallery in Hollywood through June 25th. Hunter Drohojoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.